time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Today I'm going to talk about something different, but something that's actually come up quite a bit. Does the rate of chewing affect digestion? And could the way you chew your food or the time it takes to eat your food affect weight loss? These are such interesting questions. And of course, stumbled across a lot of research that I found very, very interesting. Now, of course, we all know that if you eat your food slowly, you are less likely to consume a lot of food. But is it too out of reach to believe that if you consume your food at a faster rate, it could contribute to health risks, diseases, and possible risks of you not digesting your food properly that could lead to malabsorption of nutrients? And this whole thing brings an entire spectrum of research that could truly change the way you eat, think, and chew. So let's start with this. Look around any restaurant, and you are likely to see at least some of the diners chowing down like it is the last 30 seconds of some speed eating contest. Eating is one of life's greatest joys. So why are we rushing through this? Sure, you can power through meals faster and save yourself some time, but think about this. We wait for our meals. I work with a wealth of people, and I hear this time and time again. We cannot wait for mealtime. I mean, we wake up in the morning, we're so excited to eat our breakfast, and oftentimes we can't wait for that next meal. But that meal comes, and we scoff it down so fast that oftentimes we don't even remember it. By the time we eat it, it's over. Often, fast eating is just one part of an overall fast-paced lifestyle. We have fast food restaurants. They serve you this food fast. I mean, could this be contributing to this mindset of eat fast, serve fast, get it over with fast? It is this hurry-up mode that we're in, and it is very easy to fall into the habit of eating that way too. But this habit comes with a price. Wolfing down your food not only detracts from the pleasure of a good meal, but it also has a harsh toll on your health. Eating too fast comes with a whole host of health risks, and it will also fail on taking the time to enjoy the food. It will put you in danger of developing some serious health conditions. Now, I know that this might be a surprising thing to hear, but when you find out the research that I'm going to share today, I think you are going to definitely want to slow down your choo-choo. It might sound a little dramatic, but your health is on the line when you're scoffing down your meals. And you could find yourself dealing with one of the many following health risks when you eat too fast. Sure, it absolutely can lead to gaining weight. But did you know that it can also add the risk to diabetes, heart disease, and stomach problems? The truth is, most of us don't chew our food enough. And your gut will absolutely thank you when you slow down. There's been a lot of research done, and I'm going to share a lot of these studies with you today, but 80% of overweight Americans have been found to not chew their food fast enough. And as much as I hate to tell you this, you probably aren't chewing your food fast enough also. If it helps any, you're not alone. According to a lot of these studies that I've read, we eat too fast, we eat too much, and we don't chew the food. What this does to our systems is it causes bloating, it causes stomach cramps, and long-term, it causes digestive issues such as IBS. Now, how do you know if you aren't chewing enough? Well, here's a simple hack that could tell you. First off, the next time you eat, you want to take a mouthful of food. Close your eyes and chew it and see how much longer it takes you to chew it with your eyes closed. It will definitely take you much longer because you will be focusing on chewing that food. You will be focusing on the flavors. You'll be focusing on the textures. The speed at which you chew with your eyes closed is probably the speed that you should actually eat your food. Often, though, we are distracted by media, phones, or even company when we eat too fast. So what exactly is making us speed eat? Well, like I said earlier, we are a fast-moving society and we're always in front of some screen. So we aren't focused on the food. We are scrolling on Instagram. We are looking at email. Perhaps we're working from home and eating at the same time. We don't have specific lunch times. So we are taking our meals on the go. We are eating at our desks while we are reading emails, while we are on the phone. Many times we are eating while we're in the car. I think about this years ago. There were no cup holders in cars. I actually looked this up years ago. There were no cup holders in cars around the time that the McDonald's had their big lawsuit with the hot coffee being spilled. That changed car manufacturers and designers in adding cup holders to cars. That revolutionized how people started eating in cars. If you think about this, and if you're old enough to recall, people years ago in the 70s and 80s, you would not pull up to a red light and see people eating a cheeseburger in their car. But now it is the common thing. You see it all the time. Eating more slow will take longer, and you definitely are going to eat less. It takes a while for your brain to tell your body that you've had enough food. And we know this. If you're eating too fast, you don't get that signal to tell you that you are full, to tell you that you are satiated, that you are done eating. And oftentimes, when you speed eat, it short circuits those signals and you end up eating too much. When you're eating slowly, your body will tell you that you've had enough and you will eat much less, which will help you avoid that uncomfortable full feeling. Now, I'm going to share a study with you that I thought was just fascinating. A study was done. They took 50 adults ranging in weight. Some were overweight, some were obese, some were of normal weight. The participants were all given the same meal. One time, the meal was given to them with magazines. They were told to enjoy their meal. Magazines had images. The food was taken from them immediately after they were done consuming it. They had also been timed to see how long it would take them to eat as they were watching and reading the magazines. Additionally, once they were done eating, images were taken via CT scan to capture the size of the food in their digestive tract to see how it would impact their digestion. Now, the same 50 participants were pulled together several weeks later, given the same meal. But this time, they were asked to eat this meal with their eyes closed. No other factors were manipulated. They were timed. The CT scans were also performed, and the images were taken to see how this food would impact their digestion. The first trial of the group took an average of 8 minutes to eat the sandwich, with 88% of them stating that they were not satiated after the meal and asked for seconds. 56% of them took more potato chips during this meal. Now, what's interesting is the second trial with the same people, the same size sandwich, but this time they were instructed to keep their eyes closed, took them an average of 16 minutes to eat their food. And 92% of them felt satiated, with only 20% of them taking more chips. So what I found interesting here is that hack that I mentioned earlier of you closing your eyes and eating clearly works. These same 50 people took twice as long to eat the sandwich. And no, this has nothing to do with them not being able to see the sandwich. It had to do with them tasting the sandwich, enjoying the sandwich. Anytime one of our senses is impaired, all of our other senses is enhanced. So they all mentioned how much tastier the sandwich was the second time around and how much more they enjoyed it. So what my message to you is, I would love for you all to try this hack. Now, ideally, you're not going to run the rest of your life with your eyes closed as you're eating, but you will be more cognizant if you slow down your chew. Now, I understand many people find it very tedious to chew until their food was mush, and a lot of people don't like that texture. However, there are a lot of gut health benefits to chewing your food more. Going back to those CT scans, the people that had chewed their food faster, the food was not digested. There were pieces of food intake size as big as quarters and half dollars, whereas the second group had minced down their food because they had chewed it more. And additionally, there is research that shows that our digestive system is one long tube. Obviously, we know this tube starts with our mouth and it ends at our anus. If you don't chew your food long enough, it enters the stomach too quickly. This makes it impossible for the vitamins and the nutrients to get broken down. And when it comes to protein absorption, if you are breaking down that sandwich and you're pulling out the food, what's more, chewing releases digestive enzymes in saliva and the stomach to help break down the food. If you chew the food in a bigger surface area, it's easier to digest in the system. If you don't chew the food, you'll notice this undigested food actually in your stool, and this makes it much harder to pass. So you'll notice a dip in your energy levels, and this could actually cause all kinds of havoc in your body. Not only will you have stomach aches, but you might end up with silly things that you would never connect with undigested food, such as acne, or even higher blood sugar. To put simply, the more you do on top with the chewing, the less you'll have to do on the bottom. So, how long should you chew your food? Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about digestion and chewing your food. The true answer for this is an average meal should take you about 15 to 20 minutes to chew. And I realize many of you might be listening to this going, whoa, that's a long time. But we don't have to be in a rush, especially if you're somebody that does work from home and you are in front of a computer. You don't have to rush through your food. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to eat more slowly. First things first, try just eating the first mouthful with your eyes closed. This will be an experiment for you to try. This will set the pace for the rest of the meal. Just like anything else, we kind of follow that pace. Well, if you put that first mouthful in your mouth and you keep your eyes closed, enjoy slow down that choo-choo, and you'll see what that pace feels like, and that will set the precedence for the rest of the meal. Another thing you could do is, if you are in a situation where you can't close your eyes, this is an old Weight Watchers trick, put your fork and your knife down, or your sandwich down, in between each mouthful. This is going to help you, because what will happen is you will swallow your food in between every single bite. Instead, what we often do is we shovel, chew, and we don't swallow. So this will kind of train you to slow down. Third thing you can do, and I mentioned this earlier, is put away your devices. And this is a really hard thing to do because we live on our phones now. But when we are distracted, no matter what, you're not paying attention. I advise you to savor every mouthful and be mindful on eating. If you savor the texture and the taste, you are going to automatically slow down. And this is one thing that I always advise my clients to do. Savor the textures. This is one thing we truly don't pay enough attention to. Food is very pleasurable, but we usually only pay attention to the taste and the temperature. But stop for a second and pay attention to the texture. Because this is going to be a game changer for you. Shift your mealtime to a less busy moment. Breakfast is a prime bolt down meal. You might not be fully awake when you're having breakfast, so you eat mindlessly. If this is happening to you, if you're somebody that is just barely awake and you're not even paying attention to your 5-minute breakfast, set yourself up with success and enjoy it when you are fully awake. And the food is quick to prepare, usually. If you're making yourself a bowl of cereal or some oatmeal, you're not spending a lot of time in the kitchen. So eat it and enjoy it. And certainly if it's something that doesn't need a lot of chewing, like oatmeal or a shake, take your time in savoring it. A lot of people eat their food fast when they do it mindlessly. And it's a very, very bad habit that can lead to overeating. It could lead to weight gain and obesity. And the next few statistics that I'm going to share with you show a true link between eating fast and obesity. We all know that when we eat too fast, our brain doesn't realize that we're full. And we've been told this for years and years and years. And in my book, Girlfriend's Guide to Weight Loss, I even talk about how these signals communicate to our brain to let us know that we're full. Inhaling your food every once in a while when you're in a rush, of course, isn't the worst thing in the world. But if this is a regular thing for you and you are looking down at an empty plate, when you look at the rest of the people at the table and they haven't even started, you definitely want to slow down. When you eat fast, it is much easier to eat a lot more over time, and this will absolutely cause weight gain. So one study found that 60% of those who ate rapidly also overate. And in fact, these fast eaters ate 3 times the amount that they should have eaten. It takes your brain about 20 minutes to realize that you've had enough to eat. And so that is where that 20 minutes comes from. And so not only is this linked to obesity, but obesity, not only being one of the biggest health risks worldwide, is a complex disease that is caused by poor diet, inactivity, and lack of willpower. For fast eating, it's associated with excess body weight. In fact, fast eaters may be up to twice as likely to be obese compared to those who eat slowly. So not only are you at risk of being obese, but the following other health risks are on your plate as well. Indigestion, upset stomach. Not only are you going to get that burning sensation, like you had fiery rocks for dinner, but also if you're somebody that's popping in acids left and right, this could be gastrointestinal discomfort, which will eventually lead to gallstones and ulcers. So keep that in mind as well. Weight gain, of course, we've talked about that. But if you chew down too fast, you are actually putting risks on piling on those extra calories before your body has even let you know that you don't need them. You're not getting those nutrients because you tend to have lower levels of hunger, which is that hormone, ghrelin, and as a result, they end up taking up less food. So the big picture here is, once you slow down, you're able to listen to your body, listen to those signals that your body is equipped with to let you know that you definitely don't need as much food. And then thirdly, that disconnection that we have from hunger and the fullness signal. This is one of my favorite stories. I'm one of those people that loves to get seconds. I love to fill my plate and I love to go back for seconds. And I'm guessing that many of you listening enjoy this as well. So because this is a habit, what I started doing is making a smaller plate and knowing that I'm going to get up and make seconds. So I put half the amount of food on a smaller plate and I go up and I make my seconds. Well, before I came up with this smaller plate theory, I was making my plate, which was a larger plate, and I was still going up and making seconds. But one time I got interrupted as I was going up to have my seconds by a phone call from the school nurse. And I mean, I was heading up to have seconds. There was nothing stopping me. I was hungry. School nurse called, my daughter was sick, I had to go pick her up from school. That interrupted me. I had to go get her from school, I made my second plate, picked her up from school. The whole transaction took 10 minutes. I got home, I didn't want that second plate because my brain sent signals to my body saying I was full. That 20-minute time lapse occurred. And so that's kind of when I went, okay, so this could work with smaller plates. It is a matter of understanding the chemistry of your body. So speed eating will basically mean you're just going to get more food in the same amount of time. Slowing down your chew is going to be a lifesaver when it comes to not only calorie consumption, but getting in tune with your body. And in addition to that, the way that your body consumes the food, absorbs the nutrients, is going to be helpful. There's been studies also that metabolic syndrome, along with a cluster of other conditions such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, insulin resistance, are also closely related to a lot of factors that link up to fast eating. Now, I know that fast eating itself isn't going to give you type 2 diabetes, but it is possible that habitually bolting down your food might give your body an extra nudge in that direction. In large study, middle-aged men and women without diabetes who said that they were fast eaters did have increased insulin resistance. And this condition does affect your insulin effectively, which may lead to diabetes over time. And because of the way that you're eating your food, it could contribute to the way that your body is headed in the direction of this disease. And so fast eating has been linked to so many different things. And one thing that I haven't discussed is it actually does put you at risk of choking. Fast eaters inhale their food. This could be a reality as you are eating your food fast, as you are eating your food in the car. Grown-ups, not only exclusive to kids, put themselves at risk of choking because we eat our food too fast. So take a few extra seconds, chew your food, and swallow it properly. So the biggest picture here is, it is not just about calorie intake. Fast eaters promoting weight gain and other factors could be a result of the amount of calories that are taken in per minute as they eat. So there is definitely a lot more to it. So slow down that chew, enjoy your food, and have a great rest of the day.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what